I'm here with Peter Horrocks, director of the BBC World Service, and he's just sat through a fascinating data journalism session with me, led by Matt Erickson from the New York Times. And I noticed that you were taking a lot of notes, Peter, and also I know that the World Service has taken on some data staff recently and has a small team working on some data-based and visual projects. Obviously, you've just spent a couple of hours in that session. Are you there researching? What are the kind of... Do the BBC World Service have plans in this regard? Are you looking to maybe expand that team or do more data journalism? Do you see that as part of the World Service's future?
I'm certainly an enthusiast for graphics and data. One of my past roles was as editor of television election night programmes. So I worked with Peter Snow, so I've always had an interest in really strong visuals and telling stories through those. And one of the interesting things I thought about understanding about how online visuals are changing is that they're almost moving in a television-like direction. They're becoming more linear. We were shown a number of examples with voiceovers from reporters, which have been very similar to television graphics packages. As well as the World Service, I also have responsibility for the International World News TV channel and also the BBC News website outside the UK. And I think that strong visuals and engaging visuals are a vital part of storytelling. But the other great thing from the Global News and World Service point of view is that if you can create those visuals, they're much more shareable between the different language teams on their online sites or on the television channels that we have with Persian and Arabic. So we're working on multilingual graphics, the ability to be able to create a graphic but without text on it, strong visuals, maps, photographs, and then laying on different language text. And so I'm very interested in that area as part of the sharing agenda which we're developing.
Presumably, at a time when the BBC global direction is going to concentrate on integration, like you went through yesterday, audio-visual things and certainly online graphics, like you say, will form an important part of that because perhaps they can appeal right across different language boundaries.
Absolutely. So things like what we call slideshows, audiovisual slideshows, where maybe radio reporters will go in the field. They'll take still pictures. They may not quite have the confidence in terms of video to produce video to the standard that we would necessarily expect from BBC News video packages, but they can certainly shoot with stills. We do an increasing number of those, and those are the sorts of things which our journalists, many of whom have obviously got a radio background, are able to do and are keen to do in order to be able to be more multimedial. And again, you may be able to do that without necessarily having anything which is an interview. You might just be recording sound or something like that, and then you use visuals and some captions to tell a story. So that ability for visuals and non-language specific content to be able to be shared is something which we're exploring very, very, very vigorously.
Okay, great. Thanks very much.
Okay.